Shalom to all. Today we're learning Maseches Yevamos, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Daled and Mishnah Hey. And today's Mishnahs are being learned b'schus Esther bas Rachel, Shishi b'zecher defined her Ziva Gahagon b'karav mamish. Mishnah Daled is really a continuation of the previous Mishnah. Ha'ubar, if a woman's pregnant with a fetus, v'ayavam, or in a case of yibum, v'ayrusin, or in a case of only engagement, meaning kiddushin, but not full marriage, v'acherish, or a man who's deaf mute, u'ben teishashan mi'amechad, or a boy who's 9 years old in a day, paislin v'lay machilin. They passel and they don't enable to eat. So remember the previous Mishnah, we learned that paislin means if a woman is a bas kayin and she's married to or lived with a Yisrael, so now she's passel from eating truma from her father's house, and loy machilin is the other way around. If she's a bas Yisrael, now she married or she lived with a kayin, she's still not allowed to eat truma because of these issues. Now let's just explain each one of these. Ha'uber, we already learned in the previous Mishnah that if she's pregnant, she's not allowed to eat truma in these situations. What about the case of Yavam? So let's say she's a bas kayin and she's married to a Yisrael named Ruvain, and then Ruvain dies without children. So now because of her zika to Yibum, to the brother Shimon, who's also not a kayin, she's not allowed to go back to her father's house yet, and that means that she's pasul from eating truma. And that means that the Yavam pasuls her from eating truma. And again, the same thing would be if she's a bas Yisrael, who is married to a kayin, Ruvain, and then Ruvain died, leaving her a zika to Yibum to Shimon, even though she has the zika to Yibum, since they're not married yet, she's not considered like she's married to kayin, and she's not allowed to continue eating truma until Yibum happens. Moving on to Erusin, which is very simple. If she's a bas Yisrael, who's only engaged to a kayin, she's not allowed to eat truma yet. And if she's a bas kayin, who's engaged to a Yisrael, she's not allowed to eat truma because she's already considered partially out of her father's house. What's the case of cheresh? Same thing. Let's say we have a bas kayin who married a cheresh, a deaf mute. Even though that marriage is only midrabanan, still, he's kind of hurt to the extent that she's not considered to be part of her father's house anymore, so she can't eat truma. In the same case, if she's a bas Yisrael who married a cheresh, who's a kayin, even though she's married to this kayin, since that marriage is only midrabanan, she's not allowed to eat truma. And lastly, what's ben teisha shana v'yamechad? So we know that halachically, the bia of a boy who's 9 years old in a day is considered 100% bia. So let's say we have a woman who lived with a boy who was 9 years old in a day, and this boy has puzzled her, maybe he's a relative of hers, so he puzzles her now from eating truma because he turns her into a zayna. Let's say we have a bas Yisrael who married a boy who's 9 years old in a day, even though that's 100% bia, but that's not 100% marriage, she's not allowed to eat truma. And the Mishnah tells us that this applies even the following case, safek shu ben teisha shana ve'amechad, safek she'enai, even if it's a safek whether or not this child's 9 years old in a day, he still passels her. And let's say he's 13, but we have a safek hevi shtei sirus, safek shaloi hevi. It's a safek whether he brought two sirus, making him 100% 13, or it's a safek maybe he didn't bring these shtei sirus. Still, paisel ve'enai machil. Now we have a yibum case, nafal abayis olav val bas achiv. Let's say a house fell on him and on his niece. So over here we're talking about a fellow named Ruvain, who's married to his niece, and he has another wife as well. Now his other wife was safely away somewhere else when his house fell on him and his wife, who was his niece. And when you do a Ezemes Rishon, it's not known who died first. Now if Ruvain died first, that means that both of his wives are falling to Yibum, and since one of them is an Erva to his brother Shimon, it's his brother Shimon's daughter, so that means that she's Pater from Yibum and Chalitza, and the Tzara is Pater as well. However, if the niece died first, that means that by the time Ruvain, the husband, died, he only had one wife, who's the Tzara, and that means that she would be Chayv and Chalitza or Yibum. And since we have a suffix over here, we say Tzarasa Chaletz is Lemis Havemes, the Tzara does Chalitza and not Yibum. And moving on to Mishnah Hey, Ha'aynes, if a man violated a woman, Vamefate, or if he seduced her, Vashaita, or if he's a Shaita and he lived with her, Loi Paislin, Veloi Machilim, they're not going to passel or be machel them from Truma. Vim Enim Ruim Leva B'Yisrael. However, if this man who violated the woman, for example, is someone who's not allowed to marry into the Kahal, Harelu Paislin, so then they will passel her. Ketzad, what's the scenario? The Mishnah speaks it out. Yisrael Shabal Bas Kayin. Let's say Yisrael was Bayal Bas Kayin, meaning let's say he violated her or seduced her or he was a Shaita. Teichel Batruma, she's allowed to continue eating Truma. He doesn't passel her. However, Ibra, let's say now she's pregnant from him. Loi Teichel Batruma, she's not allowed to eat Truma. But Nechtach Uber Meyeha, if she miscarries the child, Taichelson, she's allowed to go back to eating truma in her father's house. Now the opposite is true as well. Kain Shabal Bas Yisrael, if a kain violated a Bas Yisrael, loy taichel b'truma, she's not allowed to eat truma because they're not considered married. Ibra, if she becomes pregnant, loy taichel b'truma, she's still not allowed to eat truma. However, Yalda, if she gives birth from this kain, taichel, so she is allowed to eat truma because his child's allowed to eat truma for his father's a kain, so the mother's allowed to eat truma as well. Nimsa kaichel shoben gadol mishal av. It turns out that the kayach of the son is greater than the kayach of the father because before she had this child, she wasn't allowed to eat truma because she wasn't married to the kayin. But now that she has this child from the kayin, she's allowed to eat truma. Now into more scenarios. Ha'eved paisel mishum bia, ve'ena paisel mishum zera. An eved will pasel because of bia, but not because of zera. Ketzad, what's this referring to? So bas Yisrael kayin, bas kayin li Yisrael. We have two separate cases. One is where we have a Bas Yisrael married to a Kayin, which means that she is allowed to eat Truma, and a Bas Kayin married to Yisrael, which means she's not allowed to eat Truma. V'yolda Hemenu Ben, and in both these scenarios, they had a son. V'halacha Ben, v'nichbash al Shefcha, and that son went, and he lived with a Shefcha, a non-Jewish slave woman. V'yolda Hemenu Ben, and a son was born from that union. So Hareza Eved, this son that was born, meaning the grandson of this original woman whom we're referring to, is an Eved. Now we're going to go back to discussing this grandmother. Haisa Im Aviv Bas Yisrael Kayin. Let's say the grandmother was a Bas Yisrael who married a Kayin, and that was the first scenario that we mentioned just a few lines up. She's not allowed to eat Truma. And why is that? Because again, let's remember, if a Bas Yisrael marries a Kayin, she's allowed to continue eating Truma, even if her husband dies, as long as she has a child or a grandchild. But the problem is, the grandchild over here that she has is an Eved. So this Eved now apostles her from eating Truma. And furthermore, let's say it was the second case, Bas Kayin Li Yisrael, a Bas Kayin who married a Yisrael, and the only surviving member of the family that she has is this grandchild of hers, who's an Eved, Toichel B'Truma, she's allowed to eat Truma, because this grandchild of hers, halachically, is not considered related to her, it's just an Eved, and therefore she goes back to her father's house, and she's allowed to eat Truma. Now here we have a similar case, Mamzer, Paisel U'Machel, a Mamzer will passel her, but will also enable her to eat Truma. Ketzad, what's the scenario? So Bas Yisrael L'Kayin, if we have a Bas Yisrael married to a Kayin, U'Bas Kayin L'Yisrael, or a Bas Kayin married to Yisrael, V'yaldei menu bas, and there was a daughter born from this marriage. V'halcha bas v'nisis l'eved, and then this daughter went and married an eved, oila gai, or to a gai, v'yaldei menu ben, and had a son from that marriage. Hareza mamzer, this child's a mamzer, and that's according to the opinion of Rabbi Kiva, who we learned about previously. And the only surviving child over here is this mamzer. So haisa aim imai bas Yisrael l'kayin, if the grandmother is a bas Yisrael who married a kayin, who's the first woman that we mentioned over here, toichel b'truma, she's allowed to eat truma, because she has a surviving grandchild, even though that child's a mamzer, still this Bas Yisrael is considered to be part of a family of Kaihanim, and she's allowed to continue eating Truma. However, Bas Kayin Li Yisrael, if it was a Bas Kayin who married a Yisrael, loy toichel b'truma, she's not allowed to eat Truma, because since she has this grandchild who's a mamzer, she's not considered like she's Chazeres L'Beis Aviyah, going back to her father's house as a Kayin, and she's still considered to be a family of Yisraelim, so she's not allowed to eat Truma. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up with more scenarios tomorrow with Mishnah Vav and Perek Ches Mishnah Aleph. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.